We are very excited. Fans coming back tomorrow. So hope they come out and be loud. I know Coach O'Connell really wants a nice loud atmosphere tomorrow. So hope all the fans come out, and we're excited about that. And real excited about our football team. A lot of changes, but really coming together well. OTAs were a great experience for everybody, and we got better. And now the next step in the process is training camp. And from ownership standpoint, we're really excited about how things are starting to gel. And we're excited about that. And we just had Jared Allen speak to the team, and good to see Jared again. And we're excited that he's going to be part of the Ring of Honor coming up here this fall. So that's real special. He's a special player in Vikings history. And now and forever, he'll be a Viking legend in our Ring of Honor. And not just on the field with 85-plus sacks in the Vikings uniform. And just a great player, and, of course, great off the field as well. His support for military veterans, something we really feel strong about as well. And just great to have him here and great to have him in the Ring of Honor. So with that, I'll open up to any questions.
Hey, Mark, how did you inform Jared he was going to make the Ring of Honor? What was his reaction, or when did you inform him?
Well, right after practice, Coach O'Connell got the players together, and Jared spoke to them about what it's like being in the NFL, and he had a great message for rookies, mid-career, and veterans, and really was well-received. And then afterwards, Coach O'Connell threw a nice highlight reel on the video board, and then at the end of the video, it said, "You're in the Ring of Honor," and he was pretty surprised. But he's really well deserved, and he's someone really special in our organization and our history as ownership, and for the fans as well. I know he was a great player, and we're excited to put him in the Ring of Honor.
How'd you get him up here? Was he going to be here anyway, or what?
Yeah, just to bring the idea was just to bring him up. Coach O'Connell brought him up to speak to the players, give him a message, and he did give a great message, and then we surprised him with that.
Mark, what do you remember about time when you guys decided to trade for him? There was all kinds of things going on in those days, and nobody really here, I don't think, knew him very well. But what do you remember about that time?
Well, I remember, like any trade, there's nerves and anxiousness, but we gave up some picks for him, and there was a lot of discussion about it, but it turned out to be one of the best things we did as ownership and in this franchise history, is to get a player of his level here. Our first two seasons out of the block, we won the division, so he made a big impact right away, and we're fortunate it worked out.
In terms of the deals you guys have done, that one seemed to rank fairly high.
It's up there for sure, up there for sure.
Mark, in terms of the moments you think of with Jared and his time with the Vikings, what sticks out for you as the one that's most meaningful?
I think the amount of the team sack record was a great moment. Of course, the division wins, and the winning seasons were great. And just his signature calf rope, I think that is, when he does the sack, all those moments kind of blend together. It's just a great career and a great excitement for the fans. And we couldn't be happier and more thrilled that he's in the Ring of Honor. I know the fans feel the same way.
What have the early impressions been of how Kwesi and Kevin are working together and working with the team?
Well, the energy, the positivity, the communication, the collaboration between the two of them and across the whole team and organization has been excellent. So we couldn't be more happy to have them on board, and we're real excited about the coming season and seasons because they work well together. I think the players, especially the veterans, have really said, you know what, this is good energy, and we're looking forward to play with these guys in the leadership. So it's been positive from our standpoint, and can't wait to get this thing going even further.
Mark, how did you land on deciding to keep a lot of players and veterans where you kind of had some options that could go one way or another, and just the decision to kind of stay a route of being competitive?
Yeah, well, there's no question that's something very important to us, and I do believe we have a great roster, and I give Kwesi and Kevin a lot of credit. A lot of work went into it. It is a mix, some great rookies coming in, but we also made some moves in free agency that were smart, and between Kwesi and Kevin and Rob and the team, they did a great job balancing a lot of factors to get us to be really competitive. I know our fans, when they see him starting tomorrow practicing, we've got a lot of great talent here, and more importantly, it's really starting to gel together in terms of a new system and new leadership, and they're really taking well to it.
Because there was a period of transition here this offseason, were you any more involved than you were in the past with some of those decisions?
Well, certainly the decisions of bringing the coach and GM on were something that, as ownership, we took it very seriously. We know how important that is. And from there, there was a lot of communication where we were involved, engaged back in February and March. And we had a very short time frame and tight window to work with because Kevin was in the Super Bowl and everything started a little bit later than normal. But I give them great credit for getting up to speed really quickly. Well, I think Andrew Miller, our leadership team, is working with the authority here, and we have an arrangement that we fully commend that they've had, where they're going to be able to bring in officers from other jurisdictions, because from our standpoint, the safety of our fans is number one, and we feel good about the plan going forward. So if there are shortages in certain areas, that we're going to be able to make sure that our experience here at the game is safe, fun for families and friends to come and enjoy the game.
How much are you yearning to get back to the playoffs? I mean, you talked about continuity from Matt's question about the roster, but frankly, I mean, this roster with a lot of this core has missed the playoffs two consecutive years. Hasn't even been over 500 since 2015.
Well, certainly that is what drives us every single day. Our ownership is a stewardship of this great franchise for the fans, and it burns all of us to get back to winning ways and competitiveness and to be where we want to be, winning divisions, winning championships, and competing. So we feel we made a lot of great strides on that front. And I can tell you the players are super energized and motivated as well. They don't like losing. A lot of them have come from winning college programs, or they're just winners in their own right, and they don't like that taste either. So I said before, there's a lot of good energy, good positivity towards getting to those goals, and I believe we'll get there.